It was a big day for the Montreal Canadiens. We thought it was just going to be another day taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets, but then it started with Arturi Lehkonen with an injury. He would be out. That changes the lineup. Then Carey Price wasn't on the ice, taking a couple days off, and that led to Antti Niemi off the waiver wire. So because it was such a spectacularly different day that was just supposed to be another game day, we bring in Grant McKagg from Recruits.ca. And Grant, let me ask you, start with just the craziest moment for me was when I saw a flash across my screen notification from Twitter, the Montreal Canadiens have picked up Antti Niemi.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
He's replacing Lehkonen on the first line, or what's going on? Yeah, no, that was first I thought maybe it was like Niemi, you know, there's a kid in the minors playing a defenseman or whatever. That Niemi, hey, they got that last defense.
They've been looking for, yeah. But it was bizarre. No. But you know, the more you think about it, the more it comes together. It's basically a security blanket.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I don't know if you saw the post by Patrick O'Sullivan, the former NHLer, but he was, oh, Bergevin has to be fired because, you know, what's he doing? This guy's crap. And you know, I replied to him, and he says, oh, he's going to end up playing a few games in the next 12 days because they have 8 games. And like, there's not a chance that they picked him up with the thoughts that he's going to play a few games, you know, over the next week and a half. It just, I mean, did you? I thought Carey Price's save percentage was bad when you look at what Niemi's been doing so far.
Yeah, he's been bad, but you know, well, anybody can turn him around. It's Stefan Waite who had him in before, so.
Like he turned Price around this year?
Well, that leads me to think. I don't know. I wonder if Price wasn't right for a while. I mean, he's saying he suffered in the pregame warm-up in Minnesota, but perhaps he hasn't been right for a while. He's certainly not been the same goaltender, and the save percentage in the 800s is Niemi-like.
Sure, Waite helped out Niemi a lot. What, like 7-8 years ago?
Right, for Chicago.
That's what Bergevin was saying, like, well, 7 or 8 years ago, he was a good goalie. Well, yeah
that's a long time. Yeah.
7-8 years ago, Marty Brodeur was still a good goalie. You know? times change, you know? I think it's more a move for Laval than anything. You know, you got to get one of those two back to Laval, and obviously it wasn't going to be Lindgren, so get Zach Vicali back playing. They need to be playing. They're goalie prospects, and they need to play. And there's no use of keeping both of them up and having Vicali sit on the bench when you can get, you know, cost nothing, just a waiver wire pickup to have somebody sit on the bench for a week and a half and maybe get in one game if it is a good point that they knew Niemi and Waite has worked with him, and he did his best work. He won a cup with, under Waite. So maybe we wait and see. And anyway, it'll be a week of tutelage with, and hopefully maybe if there's a back-to-back coming up, right?
This week it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. They have a back-to-back the following week. Nashville is one of the two games.
Yes.
I don't have the tip of the tongue who the other one. I want to say Dallas.
I think it's a week or so that he'll have to work with them to see if...
Right.
And, I mean, they'll have an idea. I mean,
he takes. Tuesday, Wednesday, he'll take one of those games, Dallas, Nashville.
I mean, you've seen Carey, getting warmed up by... super sniper Waite there in all the clips that he's the one shooting on him. So if he's burying them, if Waite is burying them past Niemi, you know, still a week
you know,
from now, they'll know that he's not ready, right?
So, right. I mean, we're looking at just the back-to-back. If Lindgren continues to play. And I just brought up in my on-camera that I just put on recruits.ca only moments ago, I just brought up that this situation for Lindgren is very much like Condon. And Condon in the beginning was excellent, and he simply wore down. It's very common for somebody in a new situation to start really nice and wear down, just like Condon did before he recovered for the Ottawa Senators last year. So Lindgren's been amazing at 9.64, but one has to assume he's going to become, you know, human at one point.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And that's when Niemi's there.
Well, what I've seen is, I mean, I saw a fair bit of Lindgren at the start of the year and Price, and bounces that were going the wrong way are going the right way for Lindgren mm-hmm. so far. I think it's been, you know, there's been a fair bit of luck involved. I mean, it's not that he hasn't played well. I mean, he's made some banner saves, and I like the stand-up. You know, he makes himself big in the net there. He stands up. He's not quick to go down, and stuff don't go over his shoulders that much because he's standing
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
Different style, and so far it's working. I mean, shots that were going over Carey's shoulder as he was going down aren't going over Lindgren's because he's standing up at the time. And I mean, obviously, just like the POD or whatever, the shooting percentage being at 3 for so many games, that you knew that would bounce out. Well, conversely, it's the same for his save percentage. It's not going to stay at 9.60 or 9.70.
As long as it doesn't turn into Niemi 820.
Right, yeah.
Right, I mean,
well,
even if he pulls a 9.10, 9.20, they'll be in every game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
right.
But I still think that they're hoping that, Price is a week, and this is merely just, for
safety
Cicali to get back
today.
Yeah, well, Cicali to get back to the minors and play for Laval, and, I think if, in a week's time, if Lindgren's struggling, if Price isn't ready, Miami isn't stopping Waite's howitzers when he's working with them, they'll get another goalie.
All right, Grant. Absolutely. Of course, they got the money. Here's what I've speculated today. We know it's not the same injury. He said it, that it's not. The organization has been very clear on that. Anybody that thinks they're lying doesn't understand the ramifications of what lying would mean. You don't. So it's not his knee. I believe, listening to Jonathan Drouin, who said he tweaked something, tweak is a word that one uses for groin. So, nobody is supposed to give away what the injury is. That's the modern-day NHL. You don't want anybody targeting. But I believe it's a groin injury. And if it's a groin injury, that's pretty normal to need to get off the ice.
Well, tweak is one of the words you use with groin. Yeah, you use a few words with groin, but you were supposed to laugh there.
I was wondering if you were going there.
Just like the wait and see, I thought that one was going to get you to laugh as well. But anyway, we're not in a laughing mood tonight, and that's fine.
It's a serious day, Grant. Everybody's in a panic. Don't try to be funny when everybody's in a panic. Have you not seen Twitter today?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think
really
it's a groin injury, and
really
I think I'm right.
Yeah,
it will be.
Well, I saw his foot kind of – I think it might be a foot.
Do you?
Yeah, ankle, tweak
an ankle. I never heard tweak an ankle, but we'll see.
Well, I think you can be taking that a little too literally, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
I could. It's just
Jonathan Drouin is a French Canadian, and once in a while, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
When he says tweak, whatever.
We're never going to know.
The tweak is,
We're never going to know, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, for me, it seems common that an injury like that one has, and I don't want to use the word setback here, but it has, it doesn't always heal in the timeline that you want it to. It can nag a little bit. But, for anybody that thinks that this is 6 months in the season, I mean, it's not the same injury. So it doesn't follow. It just simply does not follow.
Did you
not
see him, his skate kind of fold under him on that?
You mean on the goal that went through his leg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one where his leg, kind of his foot sort of looked like he almost turned his ankle. Maybe it's a high ankle sprain or something like
that. Oh, no. That could be serious. High ankle sprain.
Well, yeah,
sprain
but, I mean,
serious.
it can also take, you know.
Yeah,
one only takes 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Yeah,
but they can linger.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And the truth is, we're speculating. And
sure.
We have different ideas where it goes, which is fine. But
well,
the ultimate
oh, no,
truth,
I'm not saying you're right or wrong.
I'm just
saying it might be, you know,
sure.
If that didn't look agreed. Like it would tweak his groin, if that's where it happened.
Yeah,
that
agreed.
Would look like it had been more of a foot injury of some sort.
Yeah, I was
perhaps.
Just going to finish that thought with whatever it is,
yeah.
It's not his knee. It's not 6 months.
Maybe not.
So stop. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, maybe
he only said he needed 2 days
too.
Off.
Know.
And you know what, though? One of the real
yeah.
important things that came, Dan Robertson, the play-by-play voice, said that if you could play tonight, or if it were the playoffs, could you play tonight? And he said, yes, I could play tonight. So if he could
yes.
play tonight, if it were a vital game, he can't be 3 weeks, a month, 6 weeks away.
Right.
It's got to be very
right.
close, and they're just being cautious, which is smart, when the other goalie is fantastic. What's the rush when you're doing 9-6-4?
That's what I thought, yeah. too. And, I mean, remember last time, like 2 years ago, they tried to bring him back a couple times. They didn't.
Right, right.
They tried to rush it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, they're trying to – this is their $10 million baby that they just signed to an 8-year contract. Do you think they want damaged goods? No, they want to be cautious with him and make darn sure that they don't, you know, damage him in any way and be extra cautious this time around and make sure that he's 100%. And he wasn't playing well. I mean, even the break mentally is probably going to be good for him. To take 2 or 3 weeks off and just regroup, you know. I mean, there was even speculation for a while that that's all it was. It was just, just say it's an injury and just let him regroup for a while. I mean, I don't think, obviously that's not the case, as we've learned. But I also don't think that, I think maybe this time off will end up being good for him as far as getting refocused, because he seemed to have lost focus for whatever
yeah.
reason. So at the end, this may end up being not a bad thing. And, I mean, I also, well, out of training camp, I said that I thought that Lindgren deserved the backup job. I thought he was better than Montoya. I don't think it was close. And in this day and age, when there's so much parity, when every win is important, those 20 starts that the backup gets, you need to win 60% of those games or more if you can. So the way Montoya has been playing this year, I didn't see that, you know, going to be the case. So I would love to see a healthy Carey Price with Lindgren backing him up as the season goes along. I know a lot of people say, well, Lindgren's got to play 60 games. And, well, I mean, there's lots of guys that developed in the NHL as 20-game backups that facing NHL shots every day in practice and growing, you know, and becoming really good players. I mean, Corey Schneider, remember he backed up with Luongo for a couple of years in Vancouver before he, you know,
right.
before he
right.
tried to get – I mean, that's just one example, but there's lots of them where, and also I think, you know, Carey's the future. They signed him 8 years. Cherry Lindgren still isn't considered the future goalie in Montreal. By the time Carey's contract's up, Cherry Lindgren will be ready for the graveyard too, you know? So, I mean, Carey's the future. Charlie's the second best. Let them be the 1-2 punch, and down the road, if you want to trade Lindgren or whatever, that's fine. Or maybe he's so good that he ends up playing 30 games a year. And I mean, you can have a 1-2 punch where it's 50-30, and that still works out fine as long as your second goalie is elite. And maybe that's good for Carey too. Save him a bit for the playoffs, because there's been playoffs where he hasn't been great. And he played 65, 70 games. Well, maybe he played too much. So there's a lot of – it's going to be interesting to see, but I would like to see Price and Lindgren as the tandem, when Carey gets healthy.
And the final thought with that is that Lindgren also drives up his own stock for Bergevin, perhaps to get more from him in the trade market if it goes that way too. So there are a lot of options. And let's conclude tonight with looking ahead to the Columbus Blue Jackets. This is a team that's not on a roll right now, but they're a pretty good hockey team. I think it's going to be a tough night if they play anything like they did against Buffalo.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they're a little bit disconsolate that Max Montoya is not in that,
Right, because they rang the bell 10 times against them last year, right? Or was it 15? I've lost count.
Yeah. I think they like playing against Max, but...
Yeah.
Al Montoya. Yeah. I called him Max again. I sometimes.
And I said Bell instead of Cannon, so we both had a moment.
Okay.
Because it's a Cannon in Columbus, not a Bell. The Bell is at Saputo Stadium for the Impact.
Okay. I mean, they're missing Wennberg, I believe, is out of the lineup. They're Montreal might be deeper down the center than them. I mean, apparently you can't say that too often these days, but I think the Habs will play a better game tonight. I think they'll come out strong, and I'm expecting a win tonight. So I don't know why, or no rhyme or reason other than just I predicted that they'd go 7-3 the last 10, so I'm going to go out on a limb and make this bold prediction too. They seem to be coming true. So,
and that will put the team at 500 for the first time since the second game of the season. So there you go. They're on their way back up the ladder.
Well, we did say that once they got back in this home, after the next 10 games, that they were still 4 games below 500. Pretty well have to write off
the
season.
Yeah.
But they're right back. I think they're 3 points out of a tie for the wild card or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
not easy because there's a few teams between them, and I mean they'll have to win at a 60% clip the rest of the way probably to comfortably get in. But they played 600 hockey last year. They played 700 hockey the last 10. That's what they're going to have to do, win 60% of the games, and I think they're fully capable of it when they're playing well.
Well, they've given themselves a chance at least, and that's all you can ask for considering the way it started. Grant, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been your Habs 365 podcast.